It's my pleasure to be chatting with Tracy Elliott Giroir, who is an early childhood educator in kindergarten at St. Joseph's in Iron Prairie. How did you get involved in working with students?
I've always worked with kids throughout my whole life. Like, I babysat and everything, and then I went to school and for it, and I was a nanny and everything else before. I just love being with kids, so it was just an easy, natural thing for me to get into.
And what do you get out of the experience?
I feel like sometimes I'm a kid myself, and it's nice to be able to help kids flourish when they have something to learn. They always have something to give, and it's nice to be part of that. They're very creative, and so am I. I like to find new ways to learn, and kids are just learning, right? So they're learning new things. So whether they're creative visually or hands-on or anything, they want to learn, and I want to offer that to them.
What's been one of the biggest challenges for you?
The fact that everybody is different. So you want to offer a wide variety of things for them to learn. So having them exposed to a lot of different things is a challenge. So we'll do it multiple things in one day. We'll do cars, and we'll do building, and we'll do crafts, and we'll be doing letters or numbers, and we add that all day long. It's constantly changing.
Now, how have lesson plans and online delivery impacted your job?
Well, it's a lot of learning curve for me because I'm not very techy. So still trying to challenge them. Online can be different, but you can still make it fun.
What advice would you have for people interested in getting involved in the profession?
I think that you have to have a general love of children, not just thinking that it's easy because you get your summers off. It's not. You still have to sometimes work, and you're always working for your kids all year round. But I think it's generally you have something to give. Like, whether you're creative or you love tech or you love games or building with them, like, you always have, I think you can find that niche with the kids. I say go for it.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Well, this is my 26th year, and I still have a few more to go before retirement. So I think just keep changing and keep learning, I think, is an accomplishment in itself. I've worked in every aspect of daycare. I've worked as a nanny. I've worked in home care, and now I'm in the school system. So I've gotten this far, and I'm quite proud of it. So I think, and still being able to raise a family and everything. So it's always an accomplishment when you continue to learn, right? So you should always be proud of yourself for that.
Anything you wanted to add before we close that I haven't asked you that is important to mention?
Kids just love to learn through anything, whether it's outside, inside, technology, or hands-on. Whether the toy is plastic or all natural, you can learn from kids anyway like that. They love nature. They will teach you a lot of new things. And I think you should embrace that.
Thank you for sparing the time to talk to me.
Thanks
all right,
a lot,
thank
Tracy.
You.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.